Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Drive. First to breaking news in Kansas City.
All right, so you know how we were tracking to see if Colin Saunders was going to be picked up off waiver claims by the Chiefs. He has not. In fact, no team in the NFL put in waiver claims for Colin Saunders. So now he is a free agent. He is free to sign with any team in the National Football League. Now, that doesn't mean that no one wants him. You have to assume the contract whenever you claim a player off waivers. So now that no team is going to claim it, it then ends that deal, and now you can negotiate a free agent contract. So it is certainly going to save whatever team that ends up signing him a little bit of money. So you can sign him to the practice squad. You could end up signing him to your 53-man roster. We obviously will track it for you guys to let you know what happens. But we did have an update. Colin Saunders was recently released by the Jacksonville Jaguars because it happened after the NFL trade deadline. He is subject to waivers. No team in the NFL has claimed him off of waivers. We'll see if he signs a free agent deal with the Kansas City Chiefs and is back next week for their matchup against the Indianapolis Colts. Earlier today, I got a chance to be joined by a friend of the show, Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1 and First Things First. And I asked him, what game are you most looking forward to this weekend? Because we got five good ones. Bucks and Bills, Chargers and Jaguars, Seahawks and Rams, Chiefs, Broncos, and Lions and Eagles. I asked Danny, which one of those games is he most looking forward to?
Bears, Vikings, obviously. That's what you had me on for, right? Talk a little Caleb Williams, baby. Can he do it again? Ice in his veins? Do you think he's Neo in the Matrix? Is he Iceman? Is he C. Willie? What do you think? That's why you had me on, right?
Well, that is not why I had you on here. I don't even know if that game would register in my top five. You know, we got Tampa Bay at Buffalo. We got Chiefs at Broncos. We got Lions at Eagles. We got a great game in the NFC West. Chargers at Jaguars. I'm not sure if that game even hits top five this weekend.
Yeah, it's not going to be in most people's quad box multi-view. I understand. No, listen, I think that Rams-Seahawks is the best game just through the vacuum of what has been accomplished on the field this year. The winner is in first place. The winner has a shot at the one seed. They're the only two teams in the NFL that rank in the top five in both offense and defense. Like, Stafford's the MVP favorite. Darnold's got a shot at MVP. Jackson Smith and Jigba has a shot at 2,000 yards. Devontae Adams leads the NFL in touchdown catches. Sean McVay, is he the best offensive coach in football? Mike McDonald, is he the best defensive coach in football? Like, pure on-the-field 2025 X's and O's football, I think Rams-Seahawks is clearly the answer to your question. I will say that the Sunday night game between the Eagles and the Lions is the game that I am personally most interested in watching, and it is because I think it's the game that we were robbed of last year. Like, I think that game was what the NFC Championship game was supposed to be if the Lions didn't have 15 players end up on injured reserve from their defense over the course of the year. Like, they were number one and number two in basically every NFC category that mattered. And I thought that the Lions offense, you know, before Ben Johnson had left, before the retirement on their offensive line, like that offense against Philly's offense, it was also unstoppable with their offensive line with Saquon. Like, to me, that it felt like we were heading to like a 45-42 shootout, like that Chiefs-Rams game from many years ago. Like, I know that we were going to get like a shootout Big 12 style classic in the NFC title game. And then the Lions defense just, you know, they scored 31 in the divisional round against Washington and lost by 2 touchdowns because their defense just was so injured at the time. So I am most interested personally in Eagles-Lions, but I think the biggest game for this year is Rams-Seahawks.
So let's stay here with Philadelphia and just get your thoughts as you and I are from the outside looking in. I mean, this seems very obvious what is about to happen with A.J. Brown. They are going to play out the rest of this, and they are trading A.J. Brown this offseason. It feels like every single week, national shows like yours are talking about some quote, some comment. He was on Twitch, something that he had to say. It is clear he is unhappy there, and I just don't know how much longer this situation is going to be viable for all sides.
Yeah, I think that is the conventional wisdom at this point. The only thing I would say is he was reading a book on the sideline last year and they won a Super Bowl. So, you know, I do think that you can look at Philly and say, yeah, there was a profile piece that came out on him during the bye week that was a talking point. He quoted Bible verses after a win. You know, using me but not appreciating me was one of them. And then this most recent dust-up with Janky Rondo and his 200,000, you know, Twitch streamers or whatever it was. Like, he's clearly unhappy. He's clearly going about this in a poor way. But he's also clearly right. Like, it's crazy that he has 3 targets in a game against the Packers, 2 on the first drive of the game, and then 1 on a 4th-and-6 Hail Mary on the last play of the game, and nothing in between. He's right that their offense, which is the most expensive offense in the NFL, should be carrying the team, and they shouldn't be eking out 10-7 victories. He's right that he should be targeted over the middle of the field more, where he's been one of the best receivers in football over the last 5 years, and he's like not even in the top 50 of intermediate production this season. Like, I think 2 things can be true here. A.J. Brown is correct. The Eagles' offense is underperforming, and there's a problem, and his increased involvement would help it. But also, everyone else is right when it's like, this is a distraction. So, like, Philly seems to, like Bane was born in the darkness. Like, they seem to thrive in the distraction. Because think about it, man. Yes, all of these things are happening. Yes, it feels like we're heading to a breakup. But they seemingly had no interest in trading him at the deadline. And who has a more impressive resume this year based on wins? Not based on style of points, because they're 13th in point differential. But, like, they beat Dallas. They beat Kansas City. They beat the Rams. They beat the Bucks. They beat the Packers. Like, they're in first place in the NFC East. They have their division locked up. They've got a shot at the 1 seed. Like, it's not that bad based on the results. It's just bad on Tuesdays and Wednesdays when he's unnecessarily creating a news cycle.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1. Be sure to check him out on First Things First. So to let you into something that I've been saying throughout the course of the week, to me, we are looking at sort of the old guard, the old money, Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore. They have dominated the AFC for the last 5 years. And then you have the new money teams, where that's Denver, Indianapolis, and New England, and those teams are really challenging the hierarchy of the AFC. Out of those 3 new teams, between Denver, Indianapolis, and New England, which of those teams do you believe in the most? Let's say the Chiefs go back to the AFC Championship game. It feels like it's a birthright at this point. Which one of those 3 teams do you think they're most likely to play?
It's a good question. If I had to buy stock in one of them that I was like adding to a portfolio to hold, it would be New England, because I think Drake May is just clearly a stud, and I am proud to say that there's hours of old footage or tape of me on the score saying that I thought the debate should have been Caleb Drake May if there was a debate, not Caleb Jaden Williams Jaden Daniels. I was always team Caleb, but like I loved Drake May coming out of college. I thought he was clearly an excellent prospect. So I'd buy stock in the Patriots. They'll probably be the 1 seed. So that's probably the answer to your question, but Bo Nix is not playing in an AFC title game. That is not happening. And Indy, I do really like a lot of the things that they're doing. So I guess I would power rank it New England 1, Indy 2, Denver 3. But I think that it's more likely that the old money of like Chiefs or Ravens is going to be the team that represents the AFC.
One team you didn't mention that I'm curious to get your thoughts on are the Buffalo Bills. I go back and forth with Buffalo. They beat Kansas City. I'm super impressed. They then go on the road against Miami, and they laid an egg for the first three quarters of that game and got dominated by a team that is looks lifeless at this point, that they're going to fire their head coach. This is a team that I think their defense might be a little bit overrated, and outside of James Cook, I don't really know who to trust on offense. It feels to me like Buffalo is going to blow a major advantage with a very soft schedule, a potentially down Kansas City, a potentially down Baltimore. This was supposed to be Buffalo's year to break through.
It was. I think, listen, Buffalo was my Super Bowl pick, and Josh Allen was my MVP pick. And I think that some of their offensive problems have been way overstated. Like, they're still the best rushing team in the NFL. They're still top six or seven in scoring. Josh Allen, the turnovers have upticked a little bit. They've lost some of the explosive plays. Like, that's, I think their offense is largely going to be fine. They're allowing 5.5 yards a carry. It's one of the five worst rush defenses of this century. Like, you just can't win that way. So, and that all can't be attributed to the Ed Oliver injury. So I do think that Buffalo maybe just has a fatal flaw on defense that they're not going to be able to overcome. I was surprised how aggressively they apparently tried to go get Jaylen Waddle. So maybe they think the big play offense with the Kincaid injury is, you know, not something that's going to be sustainable. But I think their offensive line is still great. Cook is great. Allen is great. We know that their best is as good as anybody, as evidenced by that Chiefs game, you know, the week before they got blown out by Miami. So I still think Buffalo's best is among the best, and they can win the Super Bowl. But unless Sean McDermott figures something out on that defense, it's getting tougher and tougher to make that argument.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1. Danny, reading between the lines, it doesn't sound like you're a big Broncos believer. Now, I wonder how much of this is just when you play on a nationally televised games, those games get hyper-analyzed. But that 10-7 win against the Raiders is one of the worst games that I've seen so far this season, an absolute snooze fest. And I don't know how you could come out of that game really hopeful or optimistic about the Broncos that feel like they've been walking on that tightrope now for about 6 weeks.
Yeah, I don't need it to be the national televised game, buddy. Like, I'm watching the league, okay? Like, remove that game. How did you feel about their 18-15 win over Davis Mills in Houston? Did you love that 30-point fourth quarter that they needed to beat Jackson Dart and the Giants at home? I don't know. I was pretty impressed by 13-11 over the Jets. Like, Denver's defense is excellent, obviously. Their pass rush is dominant. Their pass rush can win them a game. But Bo Nix is either throwing behind the line of scrimmage or chucking it deep. And, you know, they tried to solve tight end with Ingram. Hasn't been great. Didn't really improve their running game like they thought they were going to. Sertan being out, I think, makes their defense good, but not spectacular. I will be very surprised if the Chiefs don't win this game coming out of the bye. But listen, I also give the Chiefs the benefit of the doubt, right? Like, the Chiefs, and they're 5-4, so they lose this game, I've got to reevaluate it. But until further notice, like, to me, the Chiefs are jack stack. Like, I just know you're excellent. I know you're great. I know the lamb ribs in the cheesy corn are going to hit every single time, and it's just like every time I come to town, I know it's going to deliver. Like, that's how I look at the Chiefs. That's how I look at the Chiefs in January until proven otherwise. They're just like an institution that you can count on, like Jack Stack Barbecue. And that sounded like a plug, and it wasn't. I just really want some lamb ribs.
This is how I've been saying it. I think there are two doors. Through door number one, to quote one of our favorite shows, The Wire, the king stay the king. If Kansas City wins this game on Sunday, nothing changes. The perception around Kansas City is exactly the same. I don't care that they're behind Denver. They stole the road game. The Chiefs are the favorite in the AFC West, and that's how it's been now for almost a decade. If the Chiefs lose this game, we're going to talk about the Chiefs very differently. Like, they come out and say it, hey, our number one goal every season is to win our division because it guarantees you a home playoff game. I don't think you're going to be able to check that box. And to me, this is the difference in being the one seed in the NCAA tournament where you are the favorite in your region, or being a 4 or 5 seed where, of course, you can go to the Final Four being a 4 or 5 seed, but you got to get hot. You got to be playing your best ball at the right time. It depends on how the bracket breaks down. We've never talked about the Chiefs that way, but if you're 5-5 in week 11, I can't talk about you like you're the best team in the AFC.
Yeah, I think that there's
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Agreement. What will happen to the Chiefs, though, is as long as they get into the tournament, I don't think anyone's going to pick against them in a given week. Like, it'll be like, well, are they the best team in the AFC? Eh, they didn't really play like it. All right, well, it's Chiefs, it's Chiefs-Colts. Who do you like? I guess the Chiefs. And then next week it'll be like, well, it's Chiefs Ravens. Who do you like? Well, I guess the Chiefs. You know, like it's going to be one of those things where can Houston beat them? Can Dallas beat them? Well, I guess if Jacksonville beat them, and I guess if Denver beat them out of the bye, I guess any given Sunday, I guess the Chiefs can lose. But then I think it's going to be very hard for people when the game actually comes around and it's actually time to make a pick in a playoff game for anyone to pick against Kansas City because of the last 6 years.
No, I'm 100% with you, and that's where just brand comes in. You know, I've seen the Chiefs play in so many of these big games over the last half decade, and I've seen them win 90% of these. Where the Broncos, you got to prove it. If you're the Colts, if you're the Patriots, you got to prove it in that spot, and you're 100% right. Like, there is going to be a large portion of Chiefs fans, a large portion of people around the country that feel like as long as Kansas City gets into the postseason, I'm going to pick them to win each individual game because I've seen them do it too many times.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, that's reasonable. Like that's how it was with Brady and the Patriots. Like that's how it was with the Bulls in the 90s. That is a totally reasonable level of analysis to bring into postseason football. But listen, man, I mean, if you lose this game, that the Chiefs it's not a trap game. They're not overlooking it. Like none of that. So like, if you lose this game, it will be like, how, why? You know, it will be time to ask some uncomfortable questions about the 2025 Chiefs. And I'll say this, man, Mahomes this year under pressure has not been good. Like it's just he's been bad. He's been a below average NFL quarterback when pressured, and it's been his worst under pressure season of his career. It's like he's bottom three in his by his own metrics in like completion percentage, passer rating, touchdowns, like under pressure. But just all of those things, he's like 21st in this one, 25th in that one, 27th in that one. And then you're playing a team that's the best pass rush team we've seen in a decade in the NFL. Like that's how the Chiefs lose. if the Broncos hit him nine times and sack him four times and he throws a pick when pressured. Like, Mahomes has to get better under pressure this year. He has not been good enough.
The last thing is, so I am in the process of looking for a condo. I'm ready to move into the home ownership phase. It is going very hit or miss right now for me. There were two that I really liked. One, the HOA, it just, I couldn't afford it. Like, I had to be realistic. Everybody kept telling me, don't be house poor. I had to walk away from it. I was preparing to put an offer on another place. We did some more digging. The plumbing situation was bad. My realtor told me not to get it. What advice would you give to me as a first-time homeowner?
How long do you have? I mean, listen, you don't want to be house poor. That's true. But you also don't want to get a crappy place where you're going to have to just spend a ton of money on upgrades. So, like, there's nothing worse than a bad plumbing situation. And, like, dude, you're talented. Just, like, make more money. Just make more money. Get a better spot. But you're not going to do anything. Like, you're going to – like, home ownership sucks. Like, it really does if you don't know how to do anything. And you don't know how to do anything. So you're going to be terrible at it, just like I was terrible at it.
One of my best friends in the world, Danny Parkin, he believes in me, so you guys should believe in me too. That's Danny.
I'm just being honest with you, dude. Dude, I rent. I'm back to renting. I rent a ridiculously nice house in the most expensive suburb in the country because, like, home ownership just sucks. Like, it's like I don't know how to fix this garbage disposal. Got to pay someone. Fix this garage door. Got to pay someone. House floods. Gotta pay someone. Dude, it's just, I was running a gig economy. It was, now, again, my house was older and, like, there were some issues with it or whatever, but, like, if you don't know how to do the, like, you know, easy and intermediate stuff and you're literally outsourcing everything, it sucks. So, like, that is, like, the argument to getting a nicer spot, because then you won't be paying as much for maintenance. So I don't know, buddy. I hope you were not looking to me for inspiration here, but you're incompetent just like I am, so you're probably going to be terrible at it. That's just the truth.
Danny, there's a lot of things I would look to you for. Inspiration or confidence in me, that's not your role in my life, and that's why I love you, and that's why I appreciate you. That's my brother.
I'm just being honest.
No, I'm with you. You made me feel so good about this. You know what? I can't wait to go out there and go back house hunting later this weekend. Thanks, Danny.
Go move into two light or three light or one of those nice high rises. Nothing goes wrong in those places. You'll be fine.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.